From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup, and this is Exam. Today, I spoke with Jefferson City Public School Board President Steve Bruce. The school board just began implementing diversity meetings after students posted pictures to social media posing next to a car with racist imagery on it. He and I discussed the meetings and how the school board has begun talking about race. What kind of structure is there to each meeting, and what can people kind of expect?
Well, the first meeting was opened by Dr. Linscombe. He had about 5 or 10 minutes worth of opening comments that he wanted to share, and he went through a number of things that the district is looking at doing to address diversity concerns and to strengthen our school district and in turn help lead in our community and strengthen our community in general. The rest of the meeting was taken up by basically a structured activity where the groups, there was about 50 to 60 people present that evening, and they broke out into self-selected table groups that took up three basic questions. The first one was, you know, what can I do to strengthen my community? And the other two were, of course, what can the schools do? And then what can we do through collective action?
What would you say the biggest issue that public schools, maybe Jefferson City Public Schools as a whole or public schools in general, are facing when discussing hard topics? Because obviously there's a line to walk between exposing kids to hard issues, but also not overexposing. What would you say the biggest difficulty is?
I think it's the fact that, you know, social media has exploded, and when you marry that up with our current political dialogue, which doesn't have a lot of space for respectful rhetoric back and forth. I mean, you know, unfortunately, we're in a state in our country. Where a lot of our discussion is pointed at each other, and we're talking at each other, and we're not really listening to one another. As to, you know, the other part of your question as to, you know, exposing kids or not exposing them, you know, that's a decision that's left up to the administration. But from a philosophical standpoint, you know, what I believe, and I think the rest of the board believes, is that students, once they're in middle school and high school, you know, these issues are things that some of our students confront every day in their daily lives. And so for us to be unwilling to talk about them or be, you know, in some way kind of interested in shielding them or act like they don't exist, I think does a real disservice to them.
How do you think students are responding to this?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting because I've heard a variety of different responses. From the majority of what I've been told and what I've heard from either my own daughters or from other families and who have students in the district is that while the kids understand and appreciate the fact that this is something that, you know, is timely and that we are, you know, we're discussing as a community and as a school district, you know, I think a lot of kids are growing up with a much more tolerant mindset than perhaps previous generations.
Do you have any set goals in regards to the discussion of race for the remainder of your term?
Well, I think the things that we're looking at are important ones. I don't know that I have a specific thing that in terms of a policy goal that I have settled on yet in relation to this particular topic. But one of the things I do think is important is for our kids to be able to see people of color and people that come from different backgrounds than they do in authority positions, whether that's a teacher or an administrator. You know, I think it gives them a different perspective on life in our community and in the world in general when they see someone that comes from their background or that's similar to them in a position of leadership.
That was Jefferson City Public School Board President Steve Bruce. With Exam, I'm Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.